Syrian state television has been running terrible, graphic pictures of carnage after that explosion that ripped through a busy intersection in the capital, Damascus, today, killing more than 24 people. The Syrian government blamed it on a terrorist suicide bomber. If that's true, it would be the first suicide bomber of the ongoing conflict there. But opposition leaders say the regime itself could be behind the bombing. And, of course, the attack comes as Arab League observers are in Syria. Josh Landis is director of the Center for Middle East Studies at the University of Oklahoma. And, Josh, I said the first human suicide bomber, but there were two car bombs in Damascus 2 weeks ago. So what does this say to you, this escalation?
Things are going from bad to worse in Syria. It's very hard to tell who is blowing off these bombs. But I expect that we're going to see a lot more. We've seen this in Lebanon, of course, where suicide bombing was perfected, and then in Iraq, where there's been a big uptick of suicide bombing because of ethnic tensions there. And those are growing in Syria as well.
Well, but the problems in Syria are, you know, people coming to the streets because they want to overturn the authoritarian regime. There are ethnic tensions as well. So are you saying that there may be another element coming into this?
Well, that's possible. The regime is saying it's al-Qaeda. We have no clue if that's right or not. But al-Qaeda is in the region. It's in Iraq. Americans are saying that al-Qaeda is responsible for some of the car bombings that are going on there. But it would not be hard to imagine al-Qaeda penetrating Syria. Certainly, this has been a big objective. A number of al-Qaeda thinkers proposed that Syria would be the next place after Iraq and that it should be the center of al-Qaeda operations in the Middle East because it would give it a border with Arab-Israeli conflict. But the point is that whether this is al-Qaeda or not, the situation in Syria is deteriorating quickly. Many of the opposition are extremely frustrated because there's been a stalemate and the government has been smashing the opposition. So we're going to see greater and greater resort to more desperate measures, such as car bombings.
Well, and the leader of one of the opposition groups, the Free Syrian Army, which is based in Turkey, says his group doesn't even have the experience to carry out these kinds of explosions. Don't know if that's true, but we also know that dissident soldiers have been breaking from the military to side with the peaceful protesters. Right. They've launched attacks on government sites. That may have also escalated this. And, of course, it's not unusual that a government would attribute attacks to al-Qaeda to try to win sympathy from the West. But what do you think happens here? We have members of the Arab League in Syria who are supposed to be tamping down on the violence.
They're not going to be able to tamp this down. In some ways, they're a catalyst for more demonstrations and potentially more violence because they serve as a useful means to broadcast this and to get international attention to this revolution in Syria. As for not having the means, it's very possible the Free Syrian Army doesn't have the means to do this, but there are many people who do have the means to do it. The Iraqis are pros at this. There are many groups in Lebanon that are pros at this. This sort of attack is bound to become a larger part of this conflict as it becomes militarized and as people become more desperate and the levels of hatred rise.
And Josh, just remind us, you mentioned the Iraqis. Why would the Iraqis want to bring down Bashar Assad's regime in Syria? What is that ethnic tension?
The government does not. The government is Shiite and is allied with Syria. But the Sunni opposition in Iraq, which has been, we believe, has been the source of the recent car bombings in Baghdad, which have been proliferating as the Shiites take over the government and have kicked out a number of important Sunni politicians in the Iraqi government. The Sunnis of Iraq, who are very frustrated, are the natural allies of the Sunni opposition in Syria. We have to remember that the government in Syria is dominated by Alawite Muslims. These are Shiite offshoot, allied with Iran and the Iraqi government. So dissatisfied Sunni Arabs in Iraq are natural allies of the largely Sunni opposition in Syria. It was through Syria that many of the al-Qaeda got into Iraq during the American occupation of Iraq. Those supply lines have just been reversed, in a sense. Weapons are being smuggled in from Iraq to the opposition, and probably a lot of expertise as well.
Josh Landis, a Syria expert from the University of Oklahoma. Josh, thanks so much.
Okay, it's a pleasure.